all of the migrants who are entering or leaving Bulgaria are doing so because they are in need of some kind of a protection or because they are vulnerable in some ways. Now, these may be asylum seekers from places like Afghanistan or Syria, or they may be other types of migrants, migrants in an irregular situation who are still fleeing from a situation which is difficult and who are in a vulnerable position. Criminalizing them, jailing them upon entry and upon exit places them in an extremely difficult situation. It's a catch-22 situation at the end of the day, where neither are you welcomed in, nor when you try to leave, are you allowed to leave without being jailed.
Your office mentioned a number of disturbing policies and practices relating to migrants and refugees. Could you be more specific on this regard?
Yes, there is a policy of detaining migrants. Virtually all of the people entering Bulgaria in an irregular manner are detained as a matter of course. They may be prosecuted and even jailed. The act of leaving the country is criminalized. The act of entering the country is criminalized. And all of these amount to violations of international law.
But in this Balkan region, is that something new in how some European countries are addressing the issue of migration?
Indeed, this is a problem that is wider than Bulgaria. Across Europe, there has been an approach to migration which is based on securitization and militarization rather than upon the protection needs of those who are trying to enter the borders. We are calling for a more human rights-based and a more pragmatic approach to the issue of migration, building fences, jailing migrants. Detaining them for long periods of time is not going to solve the issue. We've had very worrying, very shocking reports of violence against migrants. We have reports of, you know, beatings, looting, of robbery, and even of sexual violence against migrants. And this, again, brings home the point that these are people who are in a vulnerable position and they are in need of protection. They are not in need of being criminalized. These are not criminals we're talking about. In fact, in many cases, they have been subject to criminal acts.
How do you respond to some statement of Bulgarian public official, including the Prime Minister, who made some anti-migrant statements?
Now, this is very disturbing. It is very disturbing to see important, influential public figures who are expressing support for illegal armed vigilante groups who are hunting down migrants. Xenophobia, Islamophobia, racism, these are the most worrying threats to human rights in Europe today. And we are urging the authorities to provide the necessary leadership to create an environment that is conducive to respect for human rights and to end crimes and human rights violations and abuses where they occur. This is very important that it comes from the top of the leadership of the country.
So what will you advise to some refugees or migrants seeking international protection not to go to Bulgaria or to continue to go there?
No, I mean, international law provides each of us with the freedom of movement. And when people are fleeing persecution or economic exploitation or whatever it is that they're fleeing, when they're in a vulnerable position, it is the responsibility of states to open their borders to these people and to deal with them in a way that is complying with international human rights law. To erect a fence or to tell migrants or asylum seekers not to access a particular country would be wrong.